Hello and welcome to the programme. You can visit the website anytime you like, rte.ie/Mooney. Can you hear it? Can you hear it, listener? Do you know what it is? It's the sound of a woodpecker drumming. It's the great spotted woodpecker. Not one, but two of them. How do I know? Eric Dempsey joins us from his home in County Wicklow. And Niall Hatch is here with me in the studio. Eric, explain.
Well, good evening, Derek and Niall. How are you doing?
Very good.
Yes, well, you've just heard a little bit of a recording that I made yesterday morning in my garden here in Newcastle in County Wicklow. Now, we've spoken about woodpeckers before, and I've, you know, at this stage, I'm hearing drumming woodpeckers all around the country. I was in County Westmeath 2 days ago, and there was a woodpecker drumming there. So it's amazing that they've extended this far inland, and they're right there in Kerry. They're all around the west. It's quite amazing. But for me, having woodpecker in your garden is a real treat. So we get them in coming into our nut feeders all the time. Yesterday morning was a very special treat because there was a great spotted woodpecker, a male. We have this beautiful old oak tree at the very back of our garden. It has lots of hollow branches, so there's great sound off it. And over the last couple of years, I've heard a woodpecker, and it's normally the male that does the drumming. So he's basically proclaiming a territory. This is his song, for want of a better explanation. He's saying, "This is my territory. If you're a female and you're interested, this is where I am." And it's a way of letting other woodpeckers know he's there and also attracting mates. But it's known that females will often drum as well. And they can often drum as part of a sort of a mutual response to each other. Now, I've read about this, but I have never, ever heard this before. So I was in the garden yesterday morning and I could hear this woodpecker drumming. And then just at the other side of the garden, another smaller sound of drumming. And I sort of positioned myself and I went out and had a good look. And it was the male that was in the oak tree and a female in an old ash tree that we have. So he was drumming and she was drumming. So they were basically almost having a mutual conversation. It was part of a ritual pair bonding. Now, I've read about this, but I have never seen the female doing that sort of drumming. So I just had to actually make a brief recording for you, Derek, because this was such a special moment. But Niall, have you ever experienced the female drumming as well?
I have seen females drumming, but I hadn't seen it in response to a male. I'd seen sort of a fairly weak couple of efforts from females on the continent. Like yourself, I had read that they had done this. So to actually have documented this in an Irish context, that's particularly exciting.
Yes.
And it just shows how much more present this species is now in Ireland. It's a real proper part of our avifauna now. So we've spoken in the programme before about how this bird, the great spotted woodpecker, colonised Ireland roughly about 20 years ago now, as far as we're aware, in two separate movements around the same time. So we know that some birds from Wales crossed over into Wicklow, which is very likely the origin of the birds there in your garden, Eric. And then around the same time, some birds from Scotland went across into County Down. And since then, they've slowly but surely been spreading across the country, because up until then, bar the occasional very rare vagrant that had gone off course from maybe from Scandinavia.
And that was normally in winters, not right?
Precisely, yes. And they'd ride out the winter and then they'd fly back. Or we assume they fly back. We've no way of proving that. But now it's with us year-round in Ireland, and that species is spreading because prior to that, it didn't breed here. It wasn't found here at all. And those woodpeckers that came across the Irish Sea, they would have found, as far as they're concerned, a woodpecker paradise. Because although we have a relatively low density of trees, amongst the lowest level of tree cover in all of Europe, the fact is that there were no woodpeckers at all using any of those trees. So those pioneer woodpeckers at the start, they had their pick of the best territory that they wanted. So what would happen is they would start drumming at this time of year. It's the perfect time to go out and try find woodpeckers at this stage in March. But then they wouldn't get much by way of response. So they think, okay, nobody else is laying claim to this territory. I'm going to take this. There's no need to do any more drumming. And take two to tango. So the male and female would pair up. They'd have their offspring. The following year, those chicks would be dispersed into new territories. Again, they wouldn't have any competition, so they'd have the run of the place. Now I think what's happening is a lot of those really optimum territories have been filled. So the woodpeckers actually now have a bit more competition, which is driving more drumming and more rivalry. And maybe this means that the females now also have to play a part in that performance to secure that territory and make sure that they really are getting the best male. She has more choice now, and also the male has more choice too. So it's a bit more like a natural woodpecker system like you would see in Britain or on the continent.
Yeah, I mean, I would never have dreamed of hearing woodpeckers, never mind hearing woodpeckers in your garden, but like actually hearing great spotted woodpeckers in an Irish setting. I'm of that vintage like yourself, Niall. I'm not sure if that's a good thing or a bad thing. But I was in Westmeath yesterday or the day before, and there was woodpecker drumming in a small little woodland. It wasn't in a big, huge native, you know, rich oak tree. It was just like there were some birch trees, small little patch of woodland near a bog. And there it was drumming. I've heard them in Waterford. I've heard them in Kerry. And it's amazing how, as you say, like 20 years ago, it was about 2005, actually, I think the first woodpeckers started arriving in numbers. And in 20 years, they have just colonised naturally right across the country. But it is the first time I've ever heard both male and female drumming in response to each other. And it was in response. It was the male would drum and he was very loud and he would last a little bit longer. And then the female. I went out and made a recording, because I grabbed a recorder purely and simply of the novelty factor of never hearing this. And I made a little recording for the Mooney Goes Wild show.
Well, let's have a listen.
Derek, I'm in my back garden, actually, in County Wicklow, near Newcastle. It's a wonderful display happening here this morning because we have two great spotted woodpeckers drumming in trees right at the back of the garden. Now, males are the ones that do most of the drumming. They're the ones that are proclaiming the territory. But it's also known that females will also drum. We've had a pair in the woodland close to us here last summer, so this may well be pair bonding that's happening in the back garden. It's a sound when I was growing up that I never thought I'd hear in Ireland, let alone in my back garden. But it is just a very special experience to listen to woodpeckers in your own garden in Ireland. I never thought that would be the day. So I'm just going to let you have another listen. The male is the one that's doing the loudest and longest drumming. What a fantastic sound to hear in Ireland.
Oh, wonderful stuff, Eric. And to be there, right place at the right time, like a photographer who always carries his tools with him. The interesting thing you were saying there, that he was drumming first and then she was drumming, hers seems a little bit insipid. Am I going to get into trouble for saying that? It doesn't seem quite as loud or as powerful as his. Is it because of the tree she's on, the different wood?
No, it's most likely that the male is the one that has to put the effort in, because he's the one that is going to be protecting the territory. So this female was basically, it was just a way of letting him know that she was there. She wasn't putting real effort in. But also, I do believe that the quality of the tree matters a lot. This oak tree, and this is where he's been, he was there again this morning. This is where this guy is hanging out at the moment. And he goes up to the very top. I can see it from where I'm sitting. He goes to the very top and he obviously has a branch that has a sort of lovely resonance about it. It's just, it's fantastic. This sound is able to spread right across all the fields. You can hear him a mile away. But the female was on an old ash tree and she was giving it just very short, as you say, insipid. It wasn't as strong as the male, but it was a different purpose. The male is drumming to proclaim his territory and, you know, for other woodpeckers to keep out. Because as Niall was saying there, there's a lot of woodpeckers now in County Wicklow. So he has to really establish this territory. The female, it was just, she was just letting him know that she's in the area and they're moving around together now, because we have nut feeders out and both male and female are coming to the feeders and they are not aggressive to each other. They're tolerating each other. They're almost paired up. And last year we had woodpeckers nesting very close to us in that both male and female were coming in, taking food from the feeders, disappearing and coming back within 20, 30, 40 seconds. So we may have woodpeckers in one of, there's an old sycamore that's half fallen down at the very back of our garden. I don't want to go up and disturb them, particularly at this time, but I have a funny feeling we may have woodpeckers very, very close to us nesting.
Eric, that sound, it really is so evocative. And I think when it comes to picking the optimum territory, as we were discussing earlier, well, actually, what's very important to a male woodpecker, particularly at the start of the season, is that that optimum territory contains a very resonant log or trunk or branch or something like that, so that he can make as loud a noise as possible. Because that's the very first thing he has to do, is he has to get the attention of a female. And the louder that is, the farther that sound will carry, well, the wider the radius he has to attract a female from. So that's a very important part of it. So the males themselves will compete for territories that make the most sound, so they have a better chance of getting the best mate. And that sound, it's still, to me, even though they have been in Ireland now for 20 years, it's only really in the last couple of years that people are really noticing the sound around Ireland, but still to me it's wonderfully exotic. It's still I'm just not used to it still. And sometimes I'm out walking in Wicklow or sometimes even in parts of South Dublin and it stops in my tracks every time if I hear that. You just can't ignore it.
It sends a shiver down my spine every time I hear it. And like it's great to get such opportunities to watch woodpeckers. They're coming to our garden. And last summer and the summer before that, the male brought in two or three juveniles and was feeding them nuts. But they were sitting all around the garden and he was feeding them. But it's very interesting. I've noticed that it's not the male and female feeding these particular juveniles. What happens is, apparently, the female will take one or two chicks and the male will take one or two chicks and feed them separately. So it sort of helps the species, you know, the clutch survive. If something happens to one group, at least the part of the clutch survives. So you'll never see both male and female feeding the chicks once they've fledged from the nest. They will take one or two, the male will have two and the female might have two. And it's interesting to watch that. And it's always been the male that comes in to feed the chicks in our garden over the last couple of years.
I have a question for both of you. Will this woodpecker, the male or the female, will these woodpeckers during the breeding season, because we're not a million miles away from the breeding season, we're right.
A woodpecker's nest relatively early, yeah.
Yeah.
So will they always drum on the same tree? That's the first question. The second question, will they nest in that tree or will they choose somewhere else? Eric?
Well, from watching this particular male, he is choosing this old oak tree, always choosing this old oak tree to drum. But when he was going off to feed young last year, because we were watching the direction, he was going in the opposite direction of where the oak tree is and the female was going in the opposite direction. So this particular pair are not nesting last year they weren't nesting in this oak tree. They were nesting in another area of the garden or in a little woodland that we have behind our house. So it wasn't using the oak tree in the last 2 or 3 years. It doesn't mean it won't use it this year. The only thing I will say is that usually jackdaws are occupying various hollows and nooks and crannies in that oak tree. So he may not favour the fact that there's jackdaws in the same tree.
Certainly when they're looking to make that sound, so the male in particular is looking for the most resonant, the most loud piece of wood that he can find. But in an oak tree, that's very hard wood generally, or if it has a hollow in it, then it may have too much of a gap for the nest. So that's to make the sound. But very often when they're actually excavating their nesting cavity, they'll go for softer wood like pine. They particularly like pine. I've sometimes seen them even just by Bird O'Charon's East Coast Nature Reserve. Sometimes they nest in a telegraph pole.
That's right.
Which is there. Something that's just a bit softer so they can excavate it more easily. When they're doing that drumming, the thing that I find mind-blowing about it is, you know, we heard the sound there, so rapid. They're hitting that tree with their faces at above supersonic speed. They're experiencing over 20,000 Gs, and 20 G, 1,000 times less than that, is enough to kill a human. So it's just astonishing how well adapted they are to what they do. It's just incredible that we can now hear this and witness it in Ireland.
They're extraordinary birds, and beautifully coloured as well. That red on the male and the back of the head, and the lovely crimson undertail. Yeah. They always catch my eye. I'm still of the vintage where I look at buzzards, little egrets, and now I'm looking at great spotted woodpeckers. It's just, I will never ever tire of looking at them.
Why would you?